Yeah. Well, Ellie's not here yet, but we're going to have to start without him. It's the Ellie. Alright, so I'm just going to read it inside quickly. I don't want to mess up on any words. I think it's, oh no, it's before.
It's right there.
There we go. Right, so the third Iker. Right in time. Ani Mamin Bemuna Shlema Shabori Spark Shmai. In a guf, doesn't have any guf. Veloya Sigu Masige a guf. Has the Ein Loishum Dimnin Klal, meaning that he has no connection whatsoever to anything physical. There's no. No Vein Lo Shum Dimyan Klal, meaning that it has really nothing physical at all, nothing that we can even understand. So first of all, actually, I'm going to go back for a second. I want to thank Rabbi Feinberg for helping me a little bit. Also, he told me that Emunah is one of the things that anyone can talk about. So I'm confident to take the floor today. So basically, that's the third Iker. It sounds pretty simple. If you just read it, you're like, okay, fine, yeah, nothing physical. But then you realize it's not. Because when, let's say somebody tells you, okay, Hashem has nothing physical about him. So you go, okay, fine, he doesn't have a being. He doesn't have a being, but then you start thinking like, right, so it's not that, it's like something else. Like, it's not even that, it's nothing. You can't think about it. Like, you think like, okay, before somebody told you, like, okay, fine, Hashem's this, and like, oh, he doesn't have a being. Oh, okay, fine. So then you think of something like more out there. You're still thinking of something, but Hashem is not even that. There's no, at the end it says, Ein lo dimyon klal. There's nothing whatsoever to think about. So really, there's nothing he can be compared to. There's nothing he can be. There's nothing, really, nothing whatsoever, physical. So it's hard to understand this. And the truth is, we can't understand this. So don't worry about it. You know, you can't understand. I saw in, I think it was the Nefesh HaChaim or something, that we can't understand Hashem. It's impossible to understand Hashem, and not even like a little bit. It's not like one of those things where like, oh yeah, I understand this part, because Hashem is, there's only one part to Hashem. There's a one entity. So if you understand a little bit, you understand all of it, kind of thing. So really, you can't understand any of it. I also saw somewhere that he says that we can't even connect to Hashem, that Hashem's actual being, whatever that is. I don't really understand that part, so
can't.
We can't. But the truth is that we always. Well, I'll get back to that. So we don't really know. So basically, coming. Just to put that together, what I just said. Basically, we don't know what Hashem is, but the only thing we need to know is that He exists. That's the only thing we need to know. So now, getting back to the connection part of it, that's what I read somewhere, that we can't connect Hashem's actual being. I guess it's too... it's nothing whatsoever connected to us. So really, it's kind of interesting, because we're always talking about, you know, connecting to Hashem and getting closer to Hashem. And it sounds a little bit weird. What exactly is going on? Are we connecting to Him? Are we not connecting to Him? So the word used for really connection in the Torah sometimes is das, when you know something. Like when Adam was together with Chava, it says, and Adam knew her. which is, it implies connection. So really, we can't know Hashem, but therefore we can't connect to Him fully on that level. What we could know, is how He interacts with us, what His influence is on us, what he likes, what He dislikes. We know that there's two types of emunas. There's emuna, like more of emuna pshuta, which is just that you accept it, and then there's a more, you know, developed emuna. So the way you can, what does it mean that it's a, what does emuna pshuta mean? Emuna pshuta means that, let's say a good example would be, let's say you walk into a house, like, and you see I don't know, the kitchen table is upside down or something. It's built on the ceiling. So you go, who was thinking of this? Who? You go, that the first thing that comes to your mind is, okay, whoever built this house, what in the world is he thinking? So then, let's say your friend just goes, well, how do you know somebody made the house? So then that question didn't even enter your mind, because you know somebody created the house. So same thing with the world, with us, with everything that we know. It's the emunah pshuta would be what, clearly somebody created it. But then you can go more into it. Why did he create it? What exactly did he create? What does that have to do with me? Therefore, I'll give another example. I just want to talk a little bit more about what it means exactly that we're connecting to Hashem through this way, when we start to have more emunah. What exactly does it mean if we just explain that we can't really fully connect Him? So that a perfect example of something similar to this would be, let's say you know a gadol that passed away, you know, a lot of years ago, whatever. How do you connect Him? You go to, you know, you go find his farm, and you read them, and you can connect Him in that way. You understand how he reads the Torah, how he understands it, and you can still connect Him no matter, you never met Him, you never never interacted with Him, but you can still connect Him. It's the same thing by us. Interestingly enough, the Rosh Yeshiva spoke about something similar a few weeks ago by the Chovos HaTalmidim. Rosh Yeshiva said that, you know, everyone's always interested in autobiographies. Like, they're very interesting. Everyone always, you know, like, everyone's running to buy them. And in a way, the Torah is Hashem's autobiography. And if you want to get to know Hashem, all you have to do is open it up and start learning it. How does he feel about certain things? How does he interact with us? How does he react to certain things? And you can get to know Him. You can get to connect Him on that level. And that's, I think, the main way to connect to Hashem is through His Torah, because that is how He created everything. He created the whole world through it. And you can also connect Hashem through, just as we said before, if you want to get to know why He created things, how He created things, you just have to go outside and just look around, and you can get to know Hashem better. Also, I saw that the Zohar says that, I wasn't looking in the Zohar, but the Zohar says that Hashem created us so that we can, the main reason is so that we can get to know Him better. And therefore, He explains that everything that happens in our life, every time you know, someone bumps into you, I don't know, not even someone bumps into you, every time you meet somebody, it's so that you can, everything that happens is so that you can get to know Hashem better. And therefore, you can build your emunah. and help you have a greater emuna. I just want to finish off by saying, I just want to wrap up this point for a second, that if you think about it, what does it really mean to understand somebody, to know somebody, that you interact with a friend or anyone close to you? You know, you understand what he's going to do if you do something. You understand what he does when certain things happen. Like Rabbi Feinberg was telling me, I'm not one of those guys that's talking about marriage before, but Rabbi Feinberg was telling me that. If I was telling me that you really get to when somebody gets married, there's the first year is one thing, and then the next year is a totally different level. Why? Because you went through the full year cycle with her. You know what she does on Sukkot. You know everything that goes on, which means that you get to know her better. You get to know what's going on. And the same thing is with Hashem. If you learn His Torah, if you understand, if you try to understand the world around us, and you try to understand how He interacts with us, then you can get to know Him, and you'll realize that you can have a moon in Him. And just to end off with another point, Rabbi Feinberg told me that he was talking to Reb Nachman Levavitz. He was in the mirror. He's still in the mirror. Okay, not going anywhere. And he was saying that he knows from Reb Yerucham that I guess one of Reb Yerucham's Talmidim asked him, why don't you put out one of those art scroll books or whatever? Why don't you put out one of these books? Why don't you start talking to people how your life was, whatever? And he told them. He said, if people want to know me, I have plenty of Torah that I gave over. Learn it, and you'll get to know me. That's who I am. And it's the same way here. And I just, I give everyone a bracha that you should continue in your quest to become closer to Hashem.
Amen. Shkoyach! Let's do a little chazar right here, folks. That was very well done. It just has this way about him, Yossi. Just people gravitate to him. So here we are, Amuna number 3. Haboyre einoy guf, lo yisigo masiga guf, correct? That's what we said. So we're talking about that. It sounds like it's a very simple thing, Kosher doesn't have a body, but it's not. Because you got a picture, Hashem doesn't have a body. Oh, he's that. No, he's not even that, right? He's not even that. Einoy dimyon klal. So like, okay, I can figure it out. He's like this, fluffy. No, he's not that either. So it's something that we can't even understand. That's why it's called emuna. We have to have faith. You can't really understand what this means. And as I could just take a little side point up here, which is a very similar thing, which I was fascinated by someone by the name of Stephen Hawking. I don't know if you ever heard of Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is a very brilliant man. I was fascinated by how foolish he is. Real, real idiot. So he's very, very bright, but some people can be bright and just be an idiot at the same time. So Stephen Hawking is talking about, did God create the world or not? He said it can't be God created the world. You know why? Because before the world was created, there was no time. So God didn't have time to create the world. That's what he said, honest to goodness. That was like, God didn't create the world because there's no time for God to create the world. He said, you can't ask me if God created the world because he didn't have time to do it. So what happened? Things just happened, transformations happened. Definitely. When? Yeah, when? Whoa. Time out. When? No, there's no time for God, but there's time for things to just happen. You are a moron! He's a moron. I feel bad for him because he's also sick. But anyway, my point is like this, that we can't understand. You're right. You can't figure out. That is not nice. You can't figure out how God could have been before time. We're like, when time's moving very slowly. No, it's before time. We can't get that. And Echanami, we don't have an Asagan. That's what it takes to have a Muna. Nefesh HaChaim or something, I'm not sure, says that not even a little bit, because you can't understand even Hashem a little bit, because Hashem is all or nothing. There's no Hashem. There's no like different. Hashem's not, multifaceted. It's all Hashem is all one thing. So it's all or nothing. So we can't connect to Hashem's actual being, which we're going to get back to. We can't connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can connect to something else. We need to know that Hashem exists, but we can't really connect connect to that. So if you can't connect to Hashem, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so how do we talk about connecting? We always speak about creating a connection, and we want to make a connection. So the answer is that connection, the word for connection is das. Like it says by Adam and Chava, Adam, he knew his wife. It means that he connected with his wife. It says Vayeda Adam es ishtoi Chava. So because we know we can't connect with Hashem, so we can't know Hashem, we can't connect with him, but we can connect with his interactions. What Kodesh Baruch Hu likes, what he doesn't like, the way he interacts with us, which is what we call Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shem, by the way. It's just a side point. We refer to Hashem's Shem, right? We say Hashem, we call Hashem. What do we call him, actually? What's his name?
Hashem.
The name. What do you mean, the name? He's not the name, but it is, because the only thing that we can connect with is his name. So that makes him the name. Got it? There's the Shem Havaya, there's the Shem Elohim, there's the Shem Yud and Yud, there's the Shem Yud and K, there's the Shem Aleph and Lamed. There's all these different Shemos. Because that's Hashem's interactions with us. That's what we can connect with. We can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interactions with us, what he likes, what he doesn't like, all things like that. And we spoke about, there's two different types of Amunah. There's Amunah Pshuta and there's Amunah Amuka, or more a simple Amunah, more sophisticated Amunah. What's Amunah Pshuta? For example, you go into a house and you see, I don't know, you see the table like on the ceiling. It's like attached to the ceiling. Like, well, why did someone attach the table to the ceiling? That's strange, right? That would be strange. Someone else would say, well, maybe no one did it. No. I know someone did it. Okay, that's Amunah Pshuta. I know someone did it. That's not my question. Why? I don't know. Now, Amunah Amuka, we try to figure out, why did he do it? Or what does it mean to me? Or what does it have to do with me? Or any of those things. For example, an example of connecting to Amunah is as follows. Let's say a gadol is nifter, and you wanted to have something to do with that gadol. What do you do? So you're going to read all the svarim that he wrote. You're going to try to read the svarim. That's a way to connect with him. So I'd like to give an example of that, of trying to explain how we can connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's shame and not a Kodesh Baruch Hu's essence. It's just like when a person's talking to a child, right? So you say, do you say, tell the child, you want your passy? Yeah. You want passy? You know what I'm talking about? How they say it in England? A pacifier? There's a name for it.
Or whenever you talk to your cleaning lady, you always say it in a Hispanic accent.
Yeah, whatever. You always try, exactly. Yeah, that type of thing. You talk with a baby with this sing-song-like half words. Bati, baby, want bati? Like, so the baby's going to like, oh, my father's illiterate. You know? No, I'm just trying to talk in a way you can understand me. So you don't know what I am, because I'm just kind of lowering myself because you don't understand. So when Kodesh Baruch Hu talks to us, we can't really get who he is, but we can get his interactions. Because he's kind of like being metzamtzem himself. He's kind of constricting himself to be able to get down to our level. That's what we're talking about. When a parent does that to a child, Kodesh Baruch Hu does that to us. And Rabbi Feinberg said that when a person knows someone, so that it changes the entire experience. You're speaking about first year and second year, right? A person gets married, so the first year you're married, it's like, you know, you're starting to get like to know people a little bit. But in the second year, you already understand, you've already been through this experience with them. It's a whole different thing. So too, when a person's in yeshiva, so the first year, you're first trying to get used to the idea, but the second year is when you're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're building that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that happens through your learning of the Torah. As Rabbi Yerucham said, Nachum Levavit said, in the name of his grandfather, something wrong with the story, but we're not going to talk about that. Why don't you write a book about yourself? Because that doesn't even write a book about himself. That's strange. That's just not, this didn't happen. Something like that.
No, he didn't write a book.
I know, but the question doesn't make it. I'm going to find out. Let's go, Nachum. Something like this. Story went something like this. Why don't you let people write a book about you? And he said, no one's writing books about me. You want to know about me? Read my Torah. He wrote lots of Torahs. Pshat on Chumash, Pshat on all the different things that Yerucham wrote, because that's the way to get to know me, get to know my expression. And that is what Kodesh Baruch Hu also wants us to do through learning of the Torah, is to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression, which is in the Torah, because after all, he doesn't really have any other way for us to be able to connect to him. And I would like to finish with a bracha, which is that, I didn't write that down,
that we should continue on our quest
for connection. That's it, folks. Thursday we got Shuli Schneider up here and the spotlight. Nassim wasn't here. Can you tell him that I missed it?
Yeah.